I'm looking further down the road. The acting group CEO, is your team here? Speak less here, please.
I'm Comet Molepo, acting group CEO of PRASI.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Sipho Stole, Group Chief Strategy Officer at PRASA.
My name is Mthuthuzeli Swartz. I'm the acting CEO of PRASA Rail.
Good morning, my name is Jorge Ngakane from the Office of the Group CEO, PRASA.
Morning, Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Mwaku Makaipia. I'm the acting DDG for rail transport in the Department of Transport.
Morning, Chair. Morning, Honorable Members. My name is Ipudi Bagwane from the Department of Transport in the Office of the DG.
Good morning, Chair and the members. I'm Zetu Kunda, the Chairperson of the RSR Board. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Tsepo Khare. I'm the Acting CEO for RSR.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Herman Brouwer. I'm from the Office of the CEO in the Rail Regulator.
Are we done? Okay. Honorable De Freitas, we were doing the introduction and we missed you. I don't know.
I apologize. Do I need to introduce myself? I'm Andy De Freitas, a member of the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you very much. We're welcoming everybody. I already said at the beginning that even those that did not necessarily speak to the microphone in introducing themselves, you are still very welcome and to this committee. Acting Group CEO, I did not hear anything about the board. Was the board not supposed to be here?
The message, there was a confusion about whether they were required. The message only got to them yesterday, and I communicated with the chair the apology, and they requested to be given time.
Acting Group CEO, let's hear. The board is the accounting structure to the committee. And you work as executive together with the board. When we called the committee called last week that they should be here, it was clear that the board included. Because at the end of the day, the buck stopped there. So I'm not hearing quite clear what has been the confusion, if the confusion is from our side, whether we said we did not want the board to be here, or whether your office and the chairperson of the board, this is where the confusion is, or what actually happened, or is it confusion with our invitation to you? In that case, the secretary of the committee has to clarify. Because we need to understand from the discussion that we're going to have, what then happens when you leave here. Assuming that there's a decision that is taken, there's some recommendation that is recommended, requires an implementation, the board is not here, not even privy to what we're discussing, but they are supposed to take responsibility. So if you can just get clarity, so maybe let's ask the secretary this confusion. Where does this confusion come from?
Mr. Mpakano, it definitely doesn't come from the committee because the committee has indicated on numerous occasions that when entities are called, especially PRASA, then the presence of the board is required. And some of the officials from the department was last week at the meeting where the decision was taken to the meeting, and so even if there was confusion, no one called to ask for clarity so that it can be clarified.
Sipo, can you share some light? You were part of the discussion. At the conclusion of the discussion, what happened?
Chair, on our side, there is no confusion. We did send the indication to PRASA, and it was jotted down to say this is the delegation we need from PRASA and RSR. That is the reason why you see we have the chairperson of the RSR is here, because we put in one email that we sent to them. Thank you.
Honorable members, there you have it, Honorable Mpanza.
No, Chair, I think this is not a good way of starting 2018. The new board came last year, and we had a very, very good interaction, and it was like we are not going to have these problems that we had previously. Now, it's the beginning of the year, and they came, gave us hope that things are going to turn around. Now then, that is going ahead. Che, I don't understand this confusion, really. It's always been a norm that when we call entities, they come as a total package of both the executive and the accounting authority. Now, I really don't understand it, and I think really it's something that needs to be corrected going forward, but I don't think it's an issue of confusion. It's just, I don't know what is happening, but it's not acceptable. And we must raise our concern that in future it should not happen again.
Thank you, Chair. There's no confusion. I think it's a convenient excuse not to be here, not to account to this committee, because that entity is absolutely in chaos and they don't have the answers. I propose that we call them and we insist that they come back. There's absolutely no confusion. I'm actually feel insulted by that they think that we as a committee think we're so stupid not to believe their nonsense. They should be here. And if they were not able to be here, they should have communicated or whatever the case is. There's no distinction when we call an entity, no distinction between the board. In fact, the board must be represented in every case, as you mentioned, the RSR. So I just sense that they don't want to come to account, because that entity is symbolic, and I'm proposing that we call them back.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think, Chair, it's so unfortunate that they are not here, because on Wednesday we said work must start that day. The confusion that they are speaking about now would be cleared from Wednesday if they got the invitation maybe on Thursday or Friday. They would phone back the secretary to say who is invited. My proposal would be, Chair, let's write to them, invite them again, and also copy the minister, because he's the one who appoints the board. Because this is very much unfortunate. There's something wrong between us and boards of PRASA. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I sebenze kanjalo. Mayidume yasamaya. You see, I thought this is PFMA. You state very clear if you are an accounting officer, what is your responsibility? Let me remind the committee once more. Chairperson, I'm subject for correction. Even in last week, we're supposed to have a PRASA. They didn't turn up. Secondly,
the issue of the proposal from my honourable member, Mam Kriku, to say we will write a letter attached to the minister. We do have an appeal with us. So, in short, the minister is represented here. Kahleni bafowethu, don't play with fire. It doesn't work like that. Because when our secretary issued a request, I think it was clear, if they had an excuse, they should have raised that excuse there. I accept that, what do we call it, this board at the moment, interim board. Even if it is an interim board, if we have requested you to come in, you agree to be, by the virtue that you are an interim board, that symbolizes that you are a board member. If we call you to come in account, must come in account. I don't want you to open an riot act in terms of the PFMA where some of the where it stipulates exactly what is the responsibility of the accounting officer. You need to be told by us. No, it doesn't work like that. I think we must have a recommendation as a portfolio committee that we have to take our matter of fact from here. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think the more we talk about this, the more we will be procrastinating. I believe that we've got work at hand. We've got people who will be able to present. What we should do is to note with contempt, maybe we're disgusted as we're talking, all of us, from what I'm hearing from my colleagues. It is with disgust that the interim board has not been able to present itself here. And I think we need to get clarity from the minister's office as to what really transpired for the interim board to receive an invite yesterday. To me, my concern is how did it happen that an invitation that goes through the minister's office should arrive at the board's only by yesterday, when they are supposed to be here today. Believing that the invite came out yesterday, last week, Thursday already, and by Friday they could have been able to arrange all the other things. And if the invite arrived yesterday, we should also indicate our dissatisfaction with how the postman manages the post, or the messenger manages the post, because we believe that the minister's office is the messenger to all the boards. Probably that is where we need to go, but I believe that we should be able to start with work, because we've got people who are coming here to present. We listen to the presentation, but we should be able to take it up with the minister and the relevant authorities that we are disgusted with how we are treated. Because last week we could not be able to deal with Prasa matters, and even this week, it means probably it's a deliberate thing that last week we couldn't deal, we had to remove it from the agenda. Even this week, if they believe we are going to remove Prasa from the agenda, we will not. We've got the whole day for Prasa, to deal with Prasa for the whole of today. And therefore, let's show them what we're made of.
Well, thank you, honourable members, for the comments. It takes 2 hours from Johannesburg to Cape Town by aeroplane. We have the whole day here for Prasa and the Prasa board. You should get them here. We should get them here. I signed a letter last week, Wednesday, about this meeting. It's no thing manga that nobody knew about the meeting. Matters of ours are very serious. Without the board present, we're not going anywhere. I don't know whether there's a point of order there. Let me just get to. Go ahead, on single. You just interrupted my thought, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Chair, my apologies for interrupting your thoughts. I know you are a person of high intelligence, so I'm sure you're just gathering a new momentum after I've spoken. Nevertheless, Chair, in all sincerity, I've also taken notice of a transport summit that will take place this coming Friday. I can't recall that this committee has received any notice of that. And I would like to know whether the board, in fact, will attend that meeting. And I'm getting a sense of manipulated arrangements about what information will be shared where, whereas I think this problem, which is a crisis, should be shared on a far bigger platform, and a lot more should be known, a lot more should come into the open, and therefore a very direct question whether the board would be part of and be involved in this summit, which I hear of, which will be held here in Cape Town, whether the board in fact will be there, or whether the board is also arranged or asked, or whether the board is informed. Does the board in fact know about this summit? And then a big question to that, whether this portfolio committee would be part of that, and the invitation still delivered, and was it the same postman that delivers all this mail with certain instructions? Thank you, Chair.
Back to where I was. I was still saying that by aeroplane it takes 2 hours to get here. You see, the acting group CEO, we have been here for a long time. We've been around. We don't want to assume anything. Now, it could be a matter of convenience that the board is not here. If at all the board and the executive are not seeing eye to eye on various issues. So they could be sidelined and the executive could run. We are bound to talk to the board as accounting authority. Not you, sir, the board. And I sympathize with the members saying that we're already here, assembled, everybody ready to roll. But there's a concern, there's a technical concern. How do we deal with that? Because we're certainly going to make recommendation going forward, right? And the board will say we're not part of that. We don't know about it. We need to engage. So we need to arrange another meeting, the next meeting, where the board will be present when they feel they like to come, when the issues are not so much serious, and then we will then have another meeting to engage with the board. It can't work like that. If there is a problem, I think, the Chair, I would suggest that we adjourn for 5-10 minutes. We speak to the board, and we make a decision on that. And the Chair is here. Chair would get onto the phone the Prasa board, and then we take it from there. Because, and if this meeting does not happen, there are costs associated to the everybody flying to Cape Town for this meeting. We will also talk about that, as what needs to happen about that cost. Because this was not emergency. From Wednesday to Tuesday, with weekends involved. No, you can't. That's get us. You can't play that game. That game is over. So I suggest we break for 10 minutes. We give you opportunity to sort yourself out, get the board here. We have today until 8 o'clock. Or until 12 midnight, we have the day. The Prasa board must come here. That was clear from last Wednesday. What confusion happened? Where? And why couldn't we get a telephone from the acting group CEO responsible person should have called to clarify that with me or with the chair or the secretary. That didn't happen. And in fact, we prompted this discussion. There was nothing from your side telling us the board has apologized, they are not here. You make it as if it's not an issue. You are proceeding with everything that has to be proceeded with. Let's adjourn. Time is now about 10 minutes. Get to the telephone, and I think the chair should also have a conversation with the chair, at the board chair. Let's assemble back here in the next 10 minutes to sort this thing out. Thank you.
Gracias. I have a long leak.
Thank you.
Where is Ramatakana now? I want to report back.
Honorable members, can we resume the meeting? We've given each other some tasks before we adjourned. I would like to start with the feedback session. Where do I start? I'll start on my right. I start with you, Acting Group CEO. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Chair. And I made contact with the chairperson of the Board of Control, and I passed over the phone to speak to the chair of the Portfolio Committee. I think the final... then I passed over the cell phone to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. I think she can update us on the final arrangements.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've spoken to Advocate...
Wait, Chair, let me just find out, let me find out and understand the task. Are you now taking over the task of the Group CEO? Or I'm just wanting to understand so that we're clear what you were going to do something else and he was going to do something else. So now I'm hearing that you can finalize the matter. So I'll give over to you, ma'am. Go ahead. Please go ahead.
In fact, honorable members, when I was trying to call the chairperson, her phone was busy, only to find that the group acting group CEO was talking to the chairperson. And subsequently, he handed over the phone to me and I spoke to the chairperson, who indeed indicated that they received a message yesterday and they couldn't make arrangements to come today, but she has made a commitment that because she's got an appointment for 1 o'clock, immediately after that appointment she will try and get the earliest flight to come to here. She has indicated that she will rally the other members so that they may come ahead of her because she's got an appointment. So she will get the flight immediately after she finishes what she's doing today.
I see the hand of Honorable Defratus.
Chair, I literally can't believe what I'm hearing. So I don't know what meeting she's meeting, and unless it's maybe a meeting with a president or something, what's more important than coming to the portfolio committee to which she accounts? I don't think we should as a committee accept that response. I think it shows absolute arrogance and disregard for this committee. And it's a symbolic example of the chaos that entity is in. I'm saying that she needs to be summoned right now and the entire board. And if they're not here, if they catch a flight by, let's say, 12, they're not here by this afternoon, that we actually summon them and subpoena them to come to a very urgent meeting that we must call very soon. Thank you.
And there you have the floor, sir.
Chairperson, sorry. I'm a little bit concerned because at the moment they wanted to sacrifice with our chairperson. The chairperson is the chairperson of portfolio committees, not the chairperson of the board. Number one, I want you to get clarity. Maybe the issue is the language. What type of language, which language must we use when we invite you? Because the language which is used by two other entities, it's, they are able to get exactly what we request from them. And I suspect there is a rat in the cupboard. You see, acting chair, I don't think it's correct that the board was invited yesterday because the issue started even before last week. We were expecting them last week. They were unable to come last week. And then from there, the message was conveyed to them. That means there is a lack of coordination within them. The problem is there is I think it's among themselves. There is a lack of coordination among themselves. Excuse me, because at the end they wanted to point the finger to the PLO, to the ministry's office. No, it doesn't work like that. I also support that they must someone to come here in terms of the PFMA as accounting officers.
Okay, Honorable Hadab.
Good morning, Chair. Chair, apologies. I come on top of the fight. Ngompia ke very kavalam. Nyalwa. No, Chair. The DOE must explain to us what happened to the communique that we gave them last week. After we discovered that there's a challenge that PRASA cannot be able to come to the portfolio committee. We gave them strict instructions and specifically that they must come to this portfolio committee today because they failed to come last week. We want to get an understanding what happened to the department. Because if the department is also undermining us, we must be able to deal with them accordingly. Because we can't deal with one and leave the other one. Let them explain department what happened to the instruction that you gave him last week.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Chair, we must indicate that we did communicate with PRASA. And a correspondence in the form of an email was sent to everyone in PRASA, including the acting group CEO's office, the company secretary's office, and I, for one, Chair, even used the little airtime I had to even send SMSs to everyone, indicating the importance, the urgency of this meeting. So the problem is not with the department, the problem is not with the ministry, the problem is with PRASA themselves. It's not us.
Maybe the language you use, they can't understand it. They must tell us which language they prefer.
Honorable Osman, I'm still chairing. Just that dialogue. I was going to come back to you, acting group CEO. We've now heard that the chair is now organizing other board members to catch the earliest flight. So if you could tell us more or less your because your office is now going to be making arrangement for them to be here. What flight are they getting into? When are they going to be here? And the, when do we reconvene? That kind of thing. So we're really in your hands. And the success and the failure of us going forward is going to be in your office. So if you can just tell us, now it's about 11 o'clock, or 10 to 11 to be precise. Do we need 3 hours? Do we need 4 hours? If we need 4 hours for them to be here, do we need 5 hours? At least give us some estimation, because if we adjourned, because I get that is where we're going. This meeting is gravitating to that position. But we need to know when we reconvene. I don't know whether the company secretary is here. In that case, you've also been helping to make arrangement. But let's just hear from you, sir, when do you think they'll be here?
We're just going to call the company secretary now and just check what arrangements are being done and how soon they can get here.
Okay, so you can't give us a precise time.
Yeah, we are going to make calls now.
Because we could also be... We could also be reasonable with you in terms of time and say within the 4 hours between now and 2 o'clock, that's reasonable. If we were to adjourn this meeting until 2 o'clock sharp, they should be here. You should make all the efforts for them to be here. And then, is that reasonable?
Yes, we are going to proceed. Jorge has already gone to follow up and just make sure that we have some kind of guidelines in terms of the timing.
Honorable members, is it reasonable to adjourn until 2 to give them sufficient time to be here, the board to be here?
But I think it's sufficient. No, but he is saying that they will tell us the guidelines. We have already given them guidelines, 2 o'clock. So we don't want them to tell us the guidelines.
All right. Doctor?
Thank you, Chair. I think what the CEO is saying is we first need to just establish with their travel agent if we have flights, because we know the difficulty we even had yesterday getting here ourselves. That is what we are calling to find out now, if the travel agent can see flights on the system. Just the admin part, yes.
Okay, let's not discuss the technicalities. Let's just not talk about the flight availability. That's your responsibility, sir. You will find the airline. There are a number of them. It's not only SAA that come to Cape Town. There are many of them, but we don't want to get into that. Really, that's your space. Honorable Kabo.
Thanks, Chair. I have a proposal, Chair, that we adjourn. We give them 30 minutes just to sort that, and they report back. We reconvene. For us to take another decision, if it is possible, we may reconvene, we may reschedule, but let's give them 30 minutes for them to set up their house. Thanks, Chair.
I thought that they were agreeing with us for 2 o'clock. I thought that Prasa was agreeing for 2 o'clock. And now, what other information do you need to manage?
What I'm saying, Chair, is that the agreement for 2 o'clock assumes that they will be here too. But if we just get given 30 minutes, as the Honourable Member was saying, we can then give you feedback whether the flights have been secured, because we don't know yet right now. So we might come back here at 2 o'clock and then report that they are not coming. But if we give us 30 minutes, then we can give feedback. That is just with the travel agent, not with the board. Yes.
The travel agent issue. Honorable Sbande.
Chairperson, please, I, you see, this thing is making me very emotional. You see, this arrangement mustn't be conditional, because the arrangement with their response is conditional. While this is not a new thing, this process, we started to debate about it before last week. They failed to come last week, and we gave the marching orders to the department. That department, please, may you please communicate with them so that they can try and be here this week. Now their response is conditional, that if this doesn't happen, please, people, they mustn't take us for granted, because we are able to protect ourselves in terms of a PFMA. Go and check PFMA 86-1C and whenever. I can read it for you if you want. And that provision, I was waiting for the full component of the PRASA board so that I can read it for them. Maybe they can't understand it. I don't accept conditionals.
I think, Chair, we've taken a proper decision earlier. The acting group CEO, Dr. Jobe, Ambanopunga Matota, 2 o'clock in Biela, being a board, so that at least we finalize, so that we don't have this two-way interaction. Still an airport, RSR ring I endow, Mobanayo, it's on fire. Spasumli, all boards must be Faneba Ort, Lamil Vas Basaleon. So Mauquasumli, Fanado Ort.
Who's a clock out?
Both boards, Fanabella, there have been accidents, people have died. We can't let this thing continue. These two boards must account. So they must not go anywhere. You must actually relax. Actually, cancel all your appointments, because we can even finish here at 1 o'clock in the morning. Today we are ready. We are not going anywhere. Yeah.
Okay, I think that maybe this proposal about 30 minutes is not gaining any support. Let me just say to PRASA, we're not asking favors from you. No, we want to negotiate anything with you. It's very clear. In fact, they should have been here. This, you know, doing this and that and the other, flexibility, we're trying to get through the issues. Because we would have changed your way long ago. So we're not asking the board to do us any favor. We sent a letter last Wednesday. We're now saying now they must be here at 2 o'clock. That's still been reasonable. So let's not talk about anything else. We are adjourned now. We reconvene at 2 with the PRASA board in-house and rail safety in-house. Then the meeting will proceed. Prepare yourself for a long session. Be ready for a long session, because it's going to be as if we're starting the day at 2. So the meeting is going to be long. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meetings adjourn until 2 o'clock in the same venue. That's where we're going to meet. Let's meet.